Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Good morning and welcome. Happy Hump Day, Trump Day. It's 8:34. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And joining us now, Marion County Commissioner Carl Zalek in the house.
Man, you wake up in the morning like this, Bob, and you cannot believe that you get to live this life in North Central Florida, right in Marion County. I actually drove up in Gainesville with same temperature, so it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Is that one thing, at least, that we have in common?
Yeah.
You know, certainly not electric rates, but I'm sorry.
Oh,
I'm sorry, y'all.
Wow.
Too soon?
Was it too soon?
And that wound will not heal, not for a while.
I don't know. You know, I have to tell you, you know, they talk about all this rigging, right? They talk about rigging everywhere. There's nothing like rigging when you put on an election ballot when no one's frigging voting.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it's on purpose.
What
a schedule.
And when the concern that's part of the referendum actually concerns 30 to 40% of the people, they live outside the city limits. Mm-hmm. But, okay, we'll dig into that. Lung Cancer Awareness Month. You have noted that in commission meetings. What's the call to action?
Yeah, so at the end of the day, I mean, second most common cancer, both in men and women. So our local partners, HCA, Ocala Radiology Associates, continue to provide great access, high-quality imaging. So make sure the American Cancer Society are actively expanding public awareness and outreaches to make sure that you go ahead and get those scans. So just like the awareness that we've been promoting, we do a lot more. It seems like there's a lot more common knowledge about colon, right, and getting that done at a certain age and those kind of things, but not really the scanning for lung cancer.
Okay.
And even though it's very, very common. So,
all right. I love it. Hey, a Veterans Day is clearly coming up.
Sure.
And Marion County Schools, Gilchrist County Schools, will both be open on Veterans Day. Most of the rest of the area will be closed. But tell me about Veterans Appreciation Month.
Yeah. So the great thing about our schools being open is that we bring them to the Veterans Park and really have an opportunity for them to actually learn about veterans. That's the whole point. Veterans Appreciation Month, we actually declared it because it's more than just a day. We want to honor veterans all month long. And we got some really cool guys that I wanted to share with your listeners this morning, if you don't mind, Bob.
No, go ahead.
So first off, I wanted to give a shout out to Army Captain Steve Petty. This week, he will actually be introduced to the Florida Veterans Hall of Fame. This guy is an amazing guy. When him and I were sitting around a dinner table not that long ago, he was actually telling me the story. He's flown in Vietnam multiple times. When they told him, his guys, he heard the distress call, and they said, hey, no, the zone is too hot.
Right.
He got medals because, obviously, this guy flew anyway, went in, rescued guy after guy, bullet hole after bullet hole in his helicopter. Man, Steve, and having a local hero like this right at home is absolutely amazing. And so we're excited to honor him and all that he does. And, man, it's cool, right, to be a part of the Florida Veterans Hall of Fame. That's the kind of people we have in Marion County, and I love it.
Are you also honoring somebody who actually flew in D-Day?
Yeah, you know, it was so cool. So yesterday when we did the proclamation for Marion County Veterans Month, Floyd F. Blair, born November 15th, 2020.
1920.
Right? 1920, yes. Yeah. And one of the coolest things is on D-Day, June 6th, 1944, Floyd was a participant in Operation Overload, flying his P-47 over the landing of Normandy. I don't think I've ever actually technically met someone that flew or fought in Normandy. And man, this guy is absolutely incredible. Won a bunch of medals and awards. But he protected our men on one of the most important days in history for not only America, but the world.
And he's still with us?
Yes. He was there just yesterday.
Oh my gosh! Wow! That is that's very impressive. So we love our veterans, and obviously Marion County, everybody there does too. You've got this "Put the Phone Down" day. What's that?
Yeah. So one of the things that we've been working on is at the end of the day, this is actually put forward through our kids folks, the Marion County Children's Alliance. And what's happening is not only are our parents unaware of how much time kids are actually spending on their phone, over 7.5 hours per day in front of screens, that does not include schoolwork.
Wow.
How do they get that in exactly? I'm not really sure, but
it takes.
You see what the average.
It harms their sleep and other activities.
And cyberbullying is up. You know, all these other things are up. But here's what the most important part is that we actually talked about a little bit yesterday that I think is good for parents just to maybe get this little thing. Is at the end of the day, our kids are still watching us, y'all. They're still watching us. What do you do? You are exactly what they're going to mimic, y'all. And the reality is that sometimes I think I have some bad phone habits too. As I thought about that, I'm like, you know what? Are my kids going to listen to what I say, or are they going to listen to what I do? And the reality is this is a day on the 15th to go ahead and put your phone down for that Saturday. Do something fun. Go outdoors. Just get away from the screens and the time for a little bit and see if you can actually do it as a parent and a kid. That's a pretty cool family activity, and what a challenge.
That is a challenge. That really is. See if you can get away from it for one day. I like it. I like what you're doing there. Also, Family Caregivers Appreciation Month. What's that entail?
You know, one of the things is that when these folks came to us yesterday and we did the proclamation for family caregivers, you know, it's the heart of those that are our caregivers. And, you know, I didn't really realize this. You know, I've had caregivers in my, you know, my family that helped someone that had some Down syndrome and some other, you know, disabilities and all those kind of things. But at some point, you are going to need or be a caretaker in your life and honoring those people because it does change their life, right? You know, as we're talking to them, hey, when everything you do now, you have to try to find someone to help watch someone for a few hours just to get an hour away, right? Or just to be able to do something. The caregivers in life don't need to be government, right? And I think that's kind of the message is like, hey, if we love and own those responsibilities at the family unit, I think our society would be a little bit better. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. And I know that, you know, caregivers, one of the things that happens is they're not giving enough care to themselves because
exactly.
They're giving of themselves to others. And they have to make sure that they know that they have to keep themselves up physically, emotionally, make sure they get the sleep and food.
And so our
intake.
Message was is like, hey, if you know a caregiver, man, go love on them a little bit. Bring them some food, but maybe even better than that, give them an hour or two.
Right.
Give them a couple hours to go do something for themselves. You know, buy them a facial. I don't know. But, you know, go do something kind for these caregivers in your life.
And try to rotate with family members and give everybody a
Isn't
chance and everybody
yeah,
a break.
I mean, what great ideas. Just think about them this month.
Public Library Annual Plan of Service.
Yeah, so, you know, every year we have to do an operational plan, and this is about libraries and vision, and you know, libraries have really transported into something from just checking out books to being really a community resource center. Even you think about, like, the, you know, the old 211s and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
State of Florida went away from 211 last year. That's all housed at a library. So people in need getting those services, getting those resources are using the libraries, and that's the mechanism that we're using through the communities of Florida to reach people. So this is about goals, objectives, making sure all these different pieces come together, whether that's robotics club, chess club, making sure they're open. We've got so many events. My kids learned how to do basic programming at a club as a library program. So there's just so many opportunities, y'all. Don't sleep on the library. It's not just kids' stories.
Yeah, I've you've educated me before on that, and every time I'm like, wow, I just had no idea they entailed all of those services that they provide, especially to young people. I mean, yeah. my memory is, yeah, ride my bike to the library with a couple of buddies because we had like a book report due or whatever.
Absolutely.
And going through the card files and finding the book. And,
yes.
And it was a great experience, and then you wonder how that's morphed today with technology and changed.
Yeah, they have all the different things. We got computer labs. We got children's stories. One of the best programs that we still do, though, is that, you know, people can bring their kids in, and a few days a week we still have reading to kids. People have really missed, and we've done this for the Children's Alliance year after year, told folks how important it is to read to young kids, to not let them just watch television or watch some iPad or something else, but to actually read to their kids, let them follow along, help them to become proficient readers. It will serve them the rest of their lives. Bring them to the library.
Now, we know you, Carl, personally, are alumni of USF, where you played football for the Bulls. And
we almost did something special.
Well,
we didn't.
No, but still, I mean, all in all, really a great season.
Yep.
But the focus around here is on Florida and who's going to be the next coach. Got any ideas?
You know, I don't know. They should just go get Tim Tebow and stop messing around. But, you know, hey, what do I know?
Yeah, he doesn't have a ton of that level experience. I think they're looking for somebody who has a track record.
Yeah, but keep looking.
Yeah. Lane Kiffin was the front runner, you know, from Ole Miss.
Yeah.
And he has Florida ties that go back, but he's now like in third place according to those who bet.
Oh, really?
On these things, yes.
Maybe you should put your hat in the ring there, Carl.
Oh, well, you know, hey, I got an opportunity.
Sure.
He's a motivator.
Absolutely.
That's for sure.
Oh, yeah, I do what he told me to do.
Carl Zalek, Marion County Commissioner, appreciate your time.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. And as always,
maybe we'll see you at WEC over the weekend.
Oh, yeah,
the big
a little
wine,
food and wine, right?
Right.
One of the best shows on earth.
Yep, it's always a big deal.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.